The conference is now being recorded.
Gentlemen, thank you for holding and welcome to the Royal BAM third quarter results 2018 event call. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode, and after the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. I would like to hand over the conference to Rob van Wiegenen. Go ahead, please, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to the call for the Royal BAM Group trading update for the first 9 months of 2018. My name is Rob van Wingen, the CEO, and on the line with me is Frans den Houter, our CFO, and Joost van Gala, our Head of Investor Relations. On the front slide, you see the historical Coal Drops Yard building, which was recently opened near King's Cross, in London's newest district for shopping, food, art, and events. BAM Construct UK delivered the project by using state-of-the-art BIM modeling. Let's look at the highlights for the 9 months 2018. The adjusted result before tax for the 9 months of 93.6 million euros included the 30 million cost overrun at IJmuiden we took already at the half year. The result was well ahead of last year and represents an adjusted margin of 1.9%. There was a strong performance at construction and property overall, and especially at our residential business in the Netherlands. We made a non-cash impairment in property of 23 million in the third quarter, and most of this was for a Dutch land position right next to a proposed large windmill park. Civil engineering reached break-even for the 9 months, and there was a mixed picture in the operations. The good performance in the UK, Germany and Ireland, with margins well within the strategic target range, was offset by the Netherlands, BAM International and Belgium. The operation to immerse the first caisson of the Sea Lock IJmuiden is nearing completion. The total loss in our books was unchanged in this quarter and totals 105 million euros. This amount consists of 30 million in the first half of 2018, 7.5 million for the IFRS restatement, and the reported 68 million in 2017. PPP had a very solid first 9 months, mainly due to the result from the portfolio, plus a transfer to the joint venture with PGGM in the first quarter. Our order book rose by 3% year to date, and moreover, we remain focused on further improving the quality. We are having discussions with clients on how to improve risk-reward balance and contract terms, in particular for civil engineering public infrastructure projects. The trade working capital efficiency ratio at the end of September was -9.4% of the previous 12-month rolling revenue. The trade working capital efficiency ratio is expected to worsen in the fourth quarter due to the cash outflow on the Sea Lock IJmuiden and the strong trade working capital level at the year end of 2017. Overall, we expect a negative cash flow for the full year 2018. We have revitalized our working capital program with a full focus on turning this around as soon as possible. We are maintaining our outlook for full year 2018 of an adjusted result before tax margin of around 2%. And now we are ready to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. To be registered for the question and answer queue, please press star 1. So star 1 for your questions or remarks. The first question is from Mr. Bart Kuipers, KBC Securities. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. First question is regarding IJmuiden, the press release. Compared to the first half year in the press release where it was mentioned that there were constructive dialogues with the funding partners. Now it's also added that after 3 months, 3 months later, it is unclear when these discussions will be finalized. Can you give us some more color on what exactly is the challenge here and why is this taking longer than initially anticipated?
Frans? Yes, good morning, Bart. Frans den Hout here. Well, as we said in the half-year presentation, we have started the discussions with the banks to work out when we can start drawing again and start up the funding of the project. Those discussions are constructive, but it's difficult to assess whether will we have lent them before year-end and start the funding again. So it's a matter of timing and process and the assessment on how much time it will take to get where we want to be. But as I said, discussions are constructive and it's an open dialogue.
Okay, so it's not that there are delays in how the project is progressing. It's merely that the uncertainty on how it's going, or why is it exactly difficult to assess at this point in time?
Yeah, so the uncertainty is on the timing. So in the half year numbers, we said okay, we plan to start the funding before year end, and that is the element where there is a question mark. Will we manage to indeed start the funding before year end? There is no other specific uncertainties around the project that have impact on this.
Because if you look at the operations, the caisson is nearing completion, the spirit on the project is good, and the relationship with the client is also constructive.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And maybe a question on BAM Germany. So there were a number of contract wins coming in recently. So for 2019, do you already expect to land in the target 2 to 4% for BAM Germany in 2019?
As you know, we changed strategy 1-2 years ago. We changed management, and I think the direction is very positive. There's a good development last year and this year, and that that development is going to continue into next year. Whether we reach the strategic target, we'll see next year, but we're absolutely in the right direction. The strategy is working.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Philip Ngoto, ABN AMRO. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning. My first question is in terms of guidance and what we should expect for Q4. Maybe you can provide a bit of help with that. Because if I look at the current Q3 results, I've been looking back at the results, but it's actually the best result since 2008, if I'm not mistaken. And I know you shouldn't judge a builder on a quarterly result, and it can be quite lumpy. And the same goes for, of course, the margins. I mean, it's a high revenue business, low margin business. So the slightest change in the margin also has a very significant impact on absolute earnings level. But I was wondering if you could still maybe, if you're able to narrow down a little bit what you expect in terms of Q4 earnings, especially given the fact that we're nearly halfway the quarter now, and Q4 is always the strongest quarter. So are you able to give a bit of a guidance on in terms of absolute PBT, a range or anything like that, or maybe in relation to the past Q4s that we have seen, what your view is on the current year? That is my first question, and my second question is on the quality of the order book. You indicate that it's been increasing. What specifically do you mean with this? What are the things that you're seeing that is increasing in the quality?
Thank you, Philip. We confirm the outlook around 2%. Of course, you understand I stick to that statement. But you also know that given the fact that where we are now with the numbers, the 90 plus, we need a good fourth quarter, and I think we're on track to get there. And in terms of quality of the order book, we see that our order intake is well within the range of our strategic targets. And together with our risk focus, our risk management, our tender stage gate process, the expectations is that we also deliver those projects on those numbers. So that together is what we mean with the quality of the order book is increasing.
Okay, maybe two follow-ups on that. So in terms of the order book, you're also seeing that it's now the new contracts that you have built in, are they also... are they more flexible in terms of passing through higher supply chain costs in the event that this keeps increasing, so that there's more indexation, for example? And maybe still also a little bit on the Q4 guidance. Are you able to maybe then still, in relation to historically Q4s that we have seen in the past, it's always in the strongest quarter, but in 2016 it was a level of around 40 million, the year before it was 43, it was close to 50 million in 2014. Are you able to give any guidance on the absolute number there?
Well, you basically give them it yourself, so that's what we expect in that range, and I think we're targeted there.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, and about the
supply
question.
Chain, I think we touched this topic before, the supply chain, which is an important topic. There's a sort of phasing when economies pick up, the price of supply chain picks up just as quickly. As you know, we are already with some contracts with clients, so there is some phasing there. And over the months and years, we get there will be a more balance, so we are better capable of putting the supply chain dynamics into our tenders in terms of pricing, in terms of cost escalation. Either we do it through indexation or we do a firm own assessment. So going forward, there will be a more balanced also in that aspect in the order book.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Luc van Beek, Degroof Petercam. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, my first question is on this very strong revenue growth in Q3. Obviously, it's versus a depressed base in Q3 last year, but even then, it looks quite high. So I was wondering if there's anything specific. Is it just the Dutch residential market, or is there anything else that happened this quarter? And my second question is on civil engineering, where you obviously mentioned a couple of markets that were more challenging. And now you also add the international market, which was still stable in H1. So is there anything specific happening, or is it just a single bad quarter for them? And finally, on the impairment of the land positions, have you done a scan of your other land positions? If there are any similar risks for those, or is this just an isolated event that you were already aware of?
Okay, thank you. In terms of the revenue growth, I think we are up for a little higher this year, and that materialized some of that or most of it in the third quarter. So no specific events in terms of revenue growth. I think in terms of the civil engineering international, I think we already flagged the challenging markets in the oil and gas. On the other hand, we see some developments there. I can tell you that we're preferred bidder on some projects, and we expect some award project to be awarded some projects in the near future. But indeed, through the oil and gas situation, there are some higher tender costs in CTC, which are now reflected in the results. But there are better times maybe coming, as we expect. And the land positions, we do a regular basis on assessing that, and you could say this is an isolated situation.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Thijs Hollesteller, ING. Go ahead, sir.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Thijs.
Hi. I've got a question about the trade working capital efficiency ratio. Because when I look at the historic numbers, I saw that the number for the fourth quarter 17 was indeed restated from minus 10.4 to minus 11.1. So I think that you refer to that as a very strong number, which is now rolling out of the formula if you go into fourth quarter 18. But I also saw in today's press release that the restated third quarter 17 number was also going from minus 10.5 to minus 11.1. So you already had the negative impact on the, what is it today, the 9.4%? Is that correct? And then as a follow-up, would you be able to give us the absolute trade working capital numbers you used in the current definition so that we can calculate with these numbers? Because it's quite challenging to get a clear view on what is going on in this pretty big trade working capital positions.
So Thijs, good morning. So yes, that's correct. Your analysis is correct. So there's a one-off correction that we explained in the first half year numbers related to the IFRS restatements. Today we report -9.4%. If you look at going forward, basically ask, can you restate that number back to pre-IFRS 15 implementation, if I'm correct? And that's something we cannot do because we have transferred to the new accounting rules, and that is what the basis for the reporting. So we're not doing a separate bookkeeping based on the old system. So we work our way forward from the new accounting rules.
And it's not really that I'm looking for that, but it's more that it is quite challenging to get a view on what I think is the most important cash flow driver. So why not just reporting the absolute trade working capital number in each earnings report? What's the reason for not doing that and doing it like this? Because it's a bit all over the place, and now we have the restatement, so it's very difficult to calculate what's actually going on.
We can provide you those numbers off-site. So that basically what you're saying, the numbers we've seen in the half-year numbers, can I get an update for Q3?
My general view is that there is less and less disclosure, because even on the first half 18 numbers, it's already tough to get the exact trade working capital number you use in this calculation.
Thijs, Joost here. In the Q2 presentation, there is the number. We don't give explicit the number. You see the stacks, but it's no problem to say which number it's attached to that, because you can see it from scale. So actually, you have the restated numbers for IFRS 15 there already. In the trading update Q1 and Q3, we focus on the trade working capital efficiency, because otherwise you have one point in time, the level of trade working capital efficiency, but that is related to revenue. So therefore, we chose for that indicator. But I'm happy to give the number for the Q3. If that helps you, there's no problem with that. And you can also calculate it backwards, but I will help you with that. So in the presentation we will put online later today with the supporting slides, I can add the Q3 stack to that, because okay, there's nothing to it not to do it.
Okay, that would be helpful. Yeah. Yeah, and then a follow-up also on the question from KBC. What is the technical impact of the project finance discussions? Are you and Volker currently financing the project yourselves, and what is the exact impact on the various balance sheet items? I guess it's on your gross debt levels, or is there something also in working capital that is relating to the financing of the CLOC project?
Yeah, so that is impacting many ratios. So indeed, yes, we are stepping in for the banks. So both Volker and BAM are funding the project. So as per today, that's an amount of 80 million euro, which is impacting cash, trade, working capital, and the ratios. And as we look towards year end, maybe it's good to be clear on that. If we're not able to resolve this situation with the banks, that amount will grow to 100 million euro as per year end.
Okay, that's important to know. And if you are not able to refinance, do you expect that at year end, BAM has a recourse net cash position or a net debt position, or maybe close to zero?
Cash. So there's enough room in our liquidity to manage this. So there's not a specific concern there.
Okay.
So it's a matter of timing, and as we stated earlier, we hope to get this funding before year end, and that is it's still possible. So we're not giving up on that, but we're not over optimistic.
Okay, now that's very clear. And one final remark is that the Q1 and Q3 press releases are now also include less information, and I think I understand it with regards to not breaking out the PBT in the first quarter, because it's very volatile and seasonal. But what I don't understand is why you're not providing these numbers right now on the 9 months breakdown. So Infra is is a PBT of 7.8, if I read the press release right. But yeah, then I'm still interested in the breakdown between PFI, property and building, and then preferably also between property and building, because these are two completely different earnings drivers. So the quality of BAM's earnings is very difficult to get a feel for.
Thijs, maybe I can take this question. We choose to have a trading update 1 and 3 in the same format. The things we need to say we put in the press release. We try to be as transparent there as we can, as you are used from us. We mention the civil engineering result, that's break even. So I think we give some pretty numbers to understand the dynamics. But this is a trading update, and therefore it's more concise than maybe the numbers you want to see. But I think all the things are in there to understand how trading is going at this moment.
Yep. Okay.
So
thank you.
It's a matter of taste. Some people do even less than this or no release, and only a few do more than this. But it's just a matter of the format you choose, and hopefully in the questions you ask us, we give more we give the color to it, if needed.
Yeah. Thanks. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press star 1. So for any additional questions, please press star 1. Go ahead, please. Mr. Van Wingen, there are no further questions at this moment. Please proceed.
Well, then I thank you for your attention. All in all, we are improving our margins and we are working to improve our cash flow. That may be clear. There's full attention for that. And it's also that we are not yet where we want to be, but we are confident that we are on track. So I hope to see you at the full year results in February, and thank you and goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Royal BAM event call. Thank you for attending, and you may disconnect your line now.